You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Touch your knee. 1, 2, 3. This is me. Let's go. Put your phone down.
One second. I was just going to send a message to...
You don't have to send it to anybody. You could wait.
Okay.
Like you tell me.
I didn't know you were ready. I just said to you, are you ready to go? You were like, not yet. So I picked up my phone to send a message.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize profusely.
Do testing.
No, I'm not going to do it because it's already been tested. You either know my levels at this point or you don't. You know what? I'm not doing testing anymore. Just decided I'm not doing it. I refuse.
You do what you're told on this podcast in the beginning, and then you can veer
off.
People
don't put their glasses down like that. Why would you do it like that?
Because it cost me a dollar from the dollar store.
But even still, respect your things.
Yeah. This is our 199 episodes. 199.
Do you think for the 200th episode?
We should go into New York and do it in the studio and get and get guests
for our 200th.
Yeah,
like some big fancy thing.
Have a blowout.
Have a real blowout. Okay.
No, I mean your hair.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We get Bobby. Colin.
I'm liking it so far. Keith. Marina.
The same fucking crew for everything.
Oh, brother. I know. It's like if people listen to podcasts, they just listen to the same people doing the same podcast. It's like...
Yeah, but it's our 200th, and that we've never repeated one thing in 200 episodes.
No, that's true. It's always like a fresh, new...
Brand new.
...thing.
Brand, we bring it to you.
We might do the testing thing. Oh, this is what I was going to say.
What?
Don't say what, like you're interested.
Come tell me.
Don't.
Hold on, I'm going to sit with my hands under. Go ahead, what?
Why?
I want to look like I'm interested, and I want to look pleasant today.
On the 200th, do you think that you could do it, get this set up? I mean, I don't know how much is involved, but you have a list on a paper.
Yeah, it's like four things.
Four things. Do you think that you could get it set up without the paper?
Easily, if I want to.
Well, I want you to.
We're going to do a lot of crazy things on the 200th episode. Maybe no paper. Maybe not say test. Maybe say 1, 2, 3.
We should get someone to do a new song for us.
What, reinvent ourselves?
No, like have a new opening song.
Yeah, this one gets on my nerves. I got two cavities. I'm going to go to the
dentist. Every 200th episode, we'll get a new song.
I have to go to the dentist today. I'm
glad you turned that around so we didn't talk about that.
Well, we won't, but I'm just saying, I have two cavities. I can feel them. And he's going to go, oh,
you
need...
You can feel them?
You can tell.
How can you tell?
Because there's a little pain there.
Oh. And, I didn't know that's what a cavity...
And they're going to go, oh, you need root canals. I'm not going to... Whatever.
Do you know I read an article? Do you know that they've, like, all these people got diagnosed with... got treated for cancer that didn't have cancer?
Well, like, I think I read about... I read the headline.
I just read the headline, too. Let's be honest.
Like 2,000 people?
I didn't even read that much. But because it proves my theory, like, don't go digging around for something. They will find something. Because they just want you to, it's like, you know, they want you to pay for it, so. It's like when you take your car and you go, I think there's something wrong with that car. They're going to find something wrong with your car so they can fix it and you can pay for it.
That's a good example.
Isn't it? I just thought of it.
But.
Sometimes I smart.
Sometimes, you know.
I don't even know if it's the right analogy at all, but whatever.
Well, that's what, how they do those 2020s where they have a mechanic look at your car and make sure there's nothing wrong. Then they bring it into a place.
Right. Then
to
they
bust
say,
some
oh.
lion.
And then oh. they go, oh, yeah, you need a new carburetor.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing? Carbonator.
Carburetor. Oh. Or you need a new starter or a new.
The guy used to have a joke about
gasket.
In Canada about this is a Canadian game show. You've won a new carburetor.
Who did that? That's funny.
I don't know. Some Canadian comic. I remember when I was coming up, he would do that joke. It's like the Canadian game show, how lame their prizes are.
I really don't have any energy to do this.
Well, come on. It's 1 hour out of your life. Let's step it up.
I'm not even doing an hour. I'm going to do 45. Oh, do this.
We always say that. We're only doing 45.
What happened to the
ad? What? Oh, I got to do an ad. I love doing reads.
We lost that Amazon
thing. My new
thing. Where's the Amazon ad? We don't have reads. We have Amazon. That's not a read. That's just trying to tell people to go to Amazon to buy stuff.
I'm still allowed to say Gamefly, go fuck yourself, right?
No, Gamefly used us before. They didn't cut us loose.
I know, but it was just like a fun thing that I said.
Oh, so that one guy can text or tweet, hey, Bonnie's right. Don't take her creativity away. One fucking tweet. Hey, don't be
there's
a,
more
don't
than
be
one.
A stick
there's
in the
more
mud.
Than one. Don't be in a, support of.
Don't be a stick in the mud. Her creativity during the reach was.
Don't
was,
be a shill, someone yeah, said to you.
Yeah.
Don't be a shill, Rich.
With this corporate greed that goes on throughout this country.
It is corporate greed. But someone else said, really, just because you're getting paid for something, is that selling out?
Just because what?
Like you're getting paid for something, is that selling out? That's life.
Who said that?
Some fucking badass tweeter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you need me to analyze your tweets? I like that. Analyze the tweets for Richard Voss. Okay.
It.
Hey, if you're going to buy something online, why not look at Amazon.com? It's a great way to help support Riotcast and the My Wife Hates Me podcast. If you do, please go to riotcast.com/My Wife Hates Me and click the Amazon button before you shop. You can also bookmark the page for future purchases. So thanks again for supporting the show by going to riotcast.com/My Wife Hates Me and click the Amazon button before you shop. It's that easy.
There you go. This weekend I'm in Helium in Philly. This weekend, Wednesday through Saturday at Helium. And then next weekend I'm at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights. I got two.
I didn't know we were doing plugs already.
I'm just throwing a couple out to kill time and get in the mood. Get in the mood.
Get in the mood.
This weekend at Helium, come by. I gotta do a phoner today. Who the hell are the Jersey guys again? Who are the? Is that a radio show or a podcast?
What?
The Jersey guys.
I don't know.
Didn't you do them?
I think so.
Why do you keep looking at your phone? It's distracting.
I was gonna do my plugs. I got my plugs ready.
Go ahead. Where are you?
Let's see.
You know, you can do them later if this is what you what it takes. If this is
Mohegan Sun. Mohegan Sun on January 28th and 29th and 30th. I'm doing three nights at Mohegan Sun.
You taking Raina?
I guess I better.
She'll love it.
28th, 29th, and 30th. Then February 5th and 6th. McGuire's. You were just there. How'd you like
it? No, I wasn't. I was at Brokerage, so don't act like you know where I was.
Oh, I told everyone you were at McGuire's. And then everyone was like, oh, does he enjoy it there? And I go, it's far, but it's fun. And you weren't even there.
Who's everybody? You act like you tell, who do you mean you told everybody?
Listen, every single comedian I ever, like, there's never been a time where people have just been like, hey, Bonnie, how are you? It's always like, where's Rich? Every fucking time, okay? I could never cheat on you, because the guy would be like, where's Rich?
Oh, yeah.
How's Rich doing?
Oh, really?
Yeah, really, right.
You don't think I know what goes on with women?
What goes... No, I don't think you know anything
really?
About women.
Yeah, watch Bloodline. Just your perfect example.
What, one chick cheating?
Every show there's one or two.
Guys cheat all the time on
Based on...
What about the dudes?
There was not on that. I didn't see any on that.
No, so, okay. There, that proves it.
Yeah.
Women cheat, men don't.
And if guys... There's a difference.
Why?
If girls cheat, they do it for other reasons, and guys do it for sex, just to bust a nut. Girls do it because...
That
guess what I'm not getting at home? Guess what he's not giving me? You give this to me.
I just want to feel wanted. You know what, Rich, though? You're right. That's a much... On the moral ladder... Getting your what did you say?
Bust a nut.
Busting a nut is much higher up. Yeah.
It means nothing to guys. Girls.
Yeah. Everything. So you're saying,
I'm saying girls are more fucked up about it.
That's worse for a girl to go outside the relationship to get something emotionally fulfilled. For a guy, he's not looking for any emotional support.
Yeah, so
he just wants to bust a nut.
Yeah, so if a girl wants to get something emotionally fulfilled, then meet somebody at the library.
Well, by the way, there's things called like, emotional relationships or whatever. I don't know what they're called, to be honest with you, but...
Oh, then why?
That's like, some people consider that a form of cheating. Like, if you have a dude, let's say I have a dude that I'm not fucking, but he's giving me everything else.
You know, I don't see any
new
clothing.
You wouldn't care? You wouldn't care?
What else is he giving you?
You know, emotionally. He's giving me emotional support. I tell him all my secrets. We get, you know.
What secrets do you have? About other guys you're fucking? You don't have any secrets.
You know, my hopes, my dreams,
that's
my needs,
secrets.
My wants.
That's not
yeah,
secrets.
Yeah, they no. are. Because if I told you, you would just mock me relentlessly.
Tell me one of your secrets.
No. No.
I would mock you.
I keep it hidden away in my journal.
I would mock you till you cry. That's not nice.
Is it true, though, a little bit? If I tell you stuff?
When you tell
you
me.
You make fun of me?
No. Tell me something and pretend it's a secret, but it's not, and we'll see how I react.
I can't think of something.
Anything. What's your dream car? Something. House.
See, that's where you're at, though. You're
creativity,
still...
anything. Do you want to grow a beard? What do you want to do?
I do want to grow a beard. I do think
cover
it'll
that
happen.
Fucking pimple that you've had for 4 months.
I know. Why?
It's cancer.
No, it's not.
Go ahead.
Like, I got a facial yesterday, and the lady was like 100. I was going to tell you. Give me your wrist. Like, she was like, puts this mask on, and then she goes, "That must wait for whatever." She's some fucking accent. And then. She was like gonna give my hand a massage, but she was going like this. It was the most uncomfortable thing in the world.
What the fuck is that?
It was like that limp. Like, I was like, am I massaging her? I wasn't sure. Like, it was just like playfully holding hands with
an
old lady.
Probably fucking just works the counter in the massage.
And then, then she took my feet. And she went like this.
Did you say, what the fuck are you doing?
Just like, she just rocked my feet back and forth a little, like you would do to like a baby or something.
Why don't you say, what are you doing? I'm telling you, she worked a calendar because the real person couldn't make it.
No, I was thinking like, you could literally do anything and just say you're giving someone a facial and you could.
Didn't they put mud on your face?
Huh?
They didn't put mud on it?
Yeah.
And they peel it off?
Yeah, and then they wash it off.
Do they massage your feet, your gross
Well,
feet?
I wrote on the paper, it says, what are you looking for in a, you know.
Did you say orgasm?
I said, stop. I just want to come 4 or 5 times. Is that too much to ask? No, so you gave me a massage and a facial that I had to use 1 hour and then 1 hour back to back.
Yes, as a gift.
Yes, but you gave that to me for like my birthday or Mother's Day or something.
No, for our wedding anniversary.
Oh, wedding anniversary, right. And I gave him the thing and I forgot to get, you had written on it like to my love or something. And they never gave it back to me. I forgot to get it back. The little envelope that came
out. Oh.
Anyway.
I can write another one. I have a bunch of them.
It's almost identical.
Generic.
Every thank you for being my wife. I love you.
I wrote for Christmas for my daughters. I wrote
thank you for being my wife.
No, I said to Jessica, you know, Merry Christmas. I am so proud of you. Love Daddy or whatever.
And then Jessica's you love.
To Ellen I go, same as Jessica.
Nice.
Merry Christmas. She laughed. Ellen's got a good sense of humor. That's why I could do that with her.
Okay.
Go. Your turn.
I can't remember what I was talking
about.
Talk
about your stupid facial.
Oh, yeah. On the thing, it says, look, what are you looking for? First of all, they ask you 1,000 fucking questions. They ask you what your job is.
None of their fucking business. What does that care?
I know. I wanted to write, like, none of your business.
Why, I would.
Who gives a shit?
Just do what you got to do, bitch.
I know, but I always get in trouble for doing. They get so offended.
Well, really?
Like, have you ever been to a store where they go, "Can I get your number?" And you're like, "No, thanks."
Yeah.
And they get like, they act like they're a guy at a bar that just asked you for your phone number and you said no to them. They're like, "Oh." You're like, I didn't know we had a thing going on here.
Like we said on this podcast, I go to them, give me your number.
Did you say that?
We've said this on the podcast. We discussed that.
No,
we're
don't
not
remember
supposed to repeat
that.
Anything.
I don't remember that.
Well, go ahead. The guy that fucking loves your reads probably knows.
He loves my
What happened
reads?
To the lady that we gave her a shout out and we never heard from her again?
She got her shout out and that was it, man.
Never heard from the little boy that used to fucking write to me. I got a bet.
Because sometimes these people write me and then I don't write them back. Like there's another guy who writes me on Facebook sometimes. Nice guy. Funny. I sometimes I don't know what to say back.
Leave me alone.
Eli, that's one of the guys. He comes to shows.
Whoa.
You know, quite often he'll be at a show.
Yeah, mine or yours.
He came to one of our podcast tapings, our live podcast.
Yeah.
So anyway, it doesn't matter.
The doorman came to our.
Oh, remember we ran into him once.
That guy with his crazy wife. Him and his wife.
I don't know if they're crazy.
They're not crazy, but she is. She married him.
He's funny on in the emails, and then in real life, he's like a robot.
Now you're saying that he's going to hear this.
I don't know. I don't think he listens anymore. I think he's mad. I didn't respond to him. That's what happens. They write me, and then a couple times, and then I respond to him a couple times, and then I just stop responding because I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know how to keep it going. That's my whole problem in life. I don't know how to keep it going.
I have to take a nap. I'm so tired.
I wrote on the paper my massage, like, what are you looking for? I said, peace and quiet. Right?
Uh-huh.
And then the lady talked to me. I was like, you don't even read the fucking paper that you made me fill out.
I would say something.
I know, but she was an old lady.
Good.
The masseuse was fine. She just did her job. But then the old lady came in and she was telling me everything she did as she was doing it. I was like, who gives a shit? She was like, do you use toner? I was like, no. Oh, you must. You must use toner. Why? It closes your pores. Then you put it's like constant. I was like, I don't give a shit. I can't be mean to old ladies.
You could be mean to anybody you like to be mean to.
I don't want to.
She'll forget
she
about it.
She meant well, but it was very uncomfortable having her hold my hand.
When I get my hair cut, I don't want to. Unless the girl's hot. I don't
really?
Want to. Yeah, I'll talk to a hottie. I'm not going to talk to some.
Do you like it when they're washing your hair and their boobs start dangling around in your face?
I come.
Have you ever gotten a Woody when you didn't want to? like in a weird situation.
Yeah, when I had my prostate checked, my doctor. When
he no.
Put, have I ever got a Woody? No.
And I don't know why I called it a Woody. I could have.
Well, you call it a boner.
That's Raina said. Let me check my old people app.
Old people. A boner, it's called. What was I going to say? I had something to say. Oh, I think Maron and David Spade were talking about me, I heard.
Oh, my God. You're so weird, because you wouldn't even listen to it. I had to listen to it to find out.
There is, you know why there's
They called you Richie Voss. I don't like that.
Neither do I. You know why there's no energy in this podcast? Because we're taping it at 9:30 a.m.
Hey, dude, I got up, got my kid ready for school, and went to the gym already. So.
It's your kid?
Boom.
Then Bonnie reads an article on sit-ups or... I don't want to get into that. There's nothing I really want to talk about today.
Really?
Because I'm saving it for the 200th episode.
Oh, we're going to really like bring it down so that the 200th can... Listen,
200.
I don't know how to get into this, but I want to talk about it.
If we got fucking $50 an episode, do you know how much money we would have?
I don't know. Times 200.
10,000.
Okay.
Go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
By the way, $10,000 is not worth what we do here.
I know. Well, it's worth more than $50 an episode. If we got 200 an episode...
You still lowball yourself.
$5,000 an episode.
You know how much $5,000 an episode.
We'd have $1 million. Go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about something that you tend to do, which is amusing on some level and so aggravating on another level, as everything you do is.
What's that?
When you think you know something that you don't know anything about.
I know a lot about everything.
No. Remember you asked me yesterday, you go, how do I get from Penn Station to Madison? And I told you.
To Madison Avenue.
I go, you got to take a bus on 31st. And you were like, no, 34th.
It's not 31st, because 31st goes towards the west side, and I'm going towards the east side.
Okay, go get your bus wherever you want then. I just did it. I'm telling you.
But it wasn't 31st Street.
I'm going to look at it now.
It won't be 31st.
I said when I was telling you, I said it's 31st or 32nd. I think it's 31st.
Well.
And then you go, no, 34th. Because you're a fucking dick. Okay, but there's another example that I want. Pen.
You got to show me how to work this Google Maps.
Why do I have to show you?
Because... I have a subway app. There's got to be a subway line that goes up Madison Avenue.
Yeah, but it doesn't. You have to switch. This is the one that you take. Well, okay? It's on 32nd. It's on 32nd. Look. You get out Penn Station.
Yeah.
You go to 32nd. You hop on a bus. And then it drops you right in front of your hotel.
My hotel.
Oh, wherever you're going.
The dentist.
Your dentist.
How do you know it goes to Madison Avenue?
Because my hotel, when I did it, was on 45th and Madison.
Well, how do you know a bus? They don't all turn up Madison.
Oh, my God, Rich.
What?
Why are you like this? I just fucking put it into the app.
You're saying every bus on 32nd Street goes up to Madison Avenue?
No, the M4.
Oh.
Get on the M4. How many times do I have to tell you that?
M4 bus?
Are you turning into Lila right now?
M4?
You're so aggravating.
M4.
What?
M4.
M.
Oh, M.
As what? In moron.
As in Metro 4? I bet you that's what M stands for, Metro.
I don't fucking care. I don't know. It's also, you could take the Q something else. What does the Q stand for then, Rich?
Quarry.
Or the Q32?
Queens.
The M4 or the Q32. Okay?
I can take either one. I'm going to write it down.
Either one. Just get the fucking app.
I got Google app.
then put, then all you do is, where are you? You put that in. Penn Station. Where do you want to go?
I don't know. My app is all set up weird.
57th and Madison. Put that in. Click. Oh, here's my choices. Which one do I want to take? Click. Oh, there. It explains it. Look, it shows me walking. It will show you on the map how far you are from your destination.
Oh. Okay. But I don't, my Google Maps is stuck in some kind of mode. Want me to get my phone and show you?
No, maybe after the podcast, because I really think people, this is their limit now on boring shit that they have to fucking listen to.
Let's only do a half an hour on this one.
Okay, listen to what you do. This is you. Okay, so that was one example.
What was the example again?
No, 34th.
Well, I meant to even number, because even
well,
numbers
I said
go
it's
from
31st
west
or 32nd.
Our numbers go from east to west. Even numbers go from west to east. So I was going from west to east, so that's why I knew it was wrong.
You don't have to always pretend you know everything. I asked your father, who is a fucking, what is he again? Flight person? Books stuff? Travel agent?
He was, yeah.
Yeah. I said, hey, how do you determine a 4-star? I'm asking someone who might actually know. Rich, you jump in from the other side of the table. Oh, it has to do with the lobby and the restaurant and the service.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah.
The whole thing. Thank you, Rich. I'm asking. First of all, there's nothing. I can barely ever think of a question to ask Lila or your father. And yet, I finally thought of one, a good one, that I was actually interested in the answer. Oh, let me answer this for you. I've asked you that question a million times. It's always the same. It's everything. It's the floorboards. It's the taps.
The what?
The view.
Yeah. Yep.
Does it have a 24-hour thing?
What, fitness?
No, I was thinking restaurant.
24-hour restaurant? You mean room service?
Whatever. Note everything.
Yeah, that's whatever you think is.
It's a maid service.
You think it's just
the sheet
room.
Count.
You think it's just the room. It's not.
Okay, that's what I was asking your father. For the exact fucking specifications. It's everything. Can I answer for him, even though he probably knows it? Okay, that's who you are. That's a good example, too. Now, this is the perfect example. Oh. I was telling you about a story that I read in the New York Times, which is a crazy fucking story, which I wanted you, by the way, to send to, what's your friend's name?
Kevin Hart.
To play the lead. He could win an Academy Award. Okay, so this is the story. This mentally handicapped, severely handicapped black man. I mean, because it's for Kevin Hart, I had to say the color. So he, a youth, single mom, not a lot of money. His brother ends up going to some, I don't know, was it Princeton? I don't remember now. And there's a woman that teaches at Princeton that she does this thing, which is assisted communication. So for people who have like severe like cerebral palsy or something where they can't just like type or talk, they assist them. Can you?
Oh, go ahead. I'm listening.
No, you're not.
But you're not. I already know the story. You're telling the people.
I'm explaining it. But you don't, why are you showing me your Google Maps then? Am I supposed to be like telling the story, but also nodding to you and helping you?
No. Go ahead. Just showing you that I have it.
You need assisted communication. That's what you fucking need. So what happens is that they. I'll tell the story and then I'll tell you what Rich said. So, anyway. This boy, she ends up leaving her husband and her family for, and has an affair with this 21-year-old severely mentally. He was considered severely mentally handicapped, but then she
and physically,
physically, he was like little, and in the court It's so awful. Well, because the thing is that the assisted thing is that they hold your hand so that you can type, or they sort of guide you a little bit. So some people think it's not real, that the person is actually typing for the mentally handicapped person. So, you know, some people think she was really just having an affair with herself. Like, he's saying all the things she would want somebody to say to her or whatever. But in the court transcripts, it says, like, that the first time, like, he was, like, typed, like, she was like, I love you. And he typed back, like, I love you too, but I don't know what we can do about it. And then she took off his diaper and gave him a blowjob. And the family, of course, when they found out, it's like she's raping this mentally handicapped kid. Anyway, she went to jail. She swears she's in love with the guy. But anyway, the controversies with all these experts, and I've read about this controversy before, that with assisted communication, is that is the person really typing, or is the person who's assisting them actually doing the typing? So I'm saying this to Rich, and he goes, no, they're doing it. You just right away knew that the mentally handicapped person was typing themselves. You're all the experts, that all the research, all the court cases, that's fine. No. Because they have had court cases where they have to, like, they send the person away. They get somebody else to do the assisted.
Uh-huh.
And then the person can't do it. You know. So.
I had the right answer, right?
I don't know. Who knows? Some of them go on and, like, get university degrees with assisted help. But is the person who's helping them actually getting the college degree? I don't know.
I said they're doing it.
You think that the handicapped person is doing it?
I don't know. I just said it was either yes, it's 50-50.
I wasn't asking you to weigh in. I was telling it to you so I could tell you the rest of the story. So I could get to the, she pulled off a diaper and gave him a blowjob. That's all I really wanted to tell you.
And I
but
said
Kevin that. Hart, if you're listening, Academy Award time.
He's got to play the handicapped guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah. And then, like, Kate Blanchett plays the woman that leaves her family for him.
But does he speak at all? Is there any?
No, he doesn't speak at all.
How's he going to win an Oscar?
That's, you know why? Because that happens. My left foot.
He spoke, didn't he? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
he did.
Remember.
He just dragged his foot around.
Okay, well, this
oh,
could.
Oh, wait, I don't remember it.
This could be a breakthrough. The guy was little, like maybe under 5 feet tall. Or is he still?
Well, Kevin's not under 5 feet.
But the mother and the brother could never get the assisted. They could never get him to do it when they were assisting him with the typing.
Yeah, I know. He did it.
Why couldn't the, if he was doing it, how come the mother or the brother couldn't?
He shut down.
He only wanted to do it with his lover.
With his hottie.
Please take off my diaper.
That's pretty cool. Let's look at this Google Map thing here real quick.
While you're down there.
Ew. All right, look. Google Maps.
No, we're not doing it on the podcast.
But how do you get to where you got to go? Look where
I'm
at.
That's not the right app.
It is. It's Google Maps.
There we go again.
What does it say? What does this app say?
Okay,
what does that say?
Okay, but look, it's not the right one.
How can Google Maps? It says Google Maps.
Oh, God, Rich. It is the right thing. There.
What? See? Where are you at? Where do you go on it?
What are you talking about? Where do you go on it?
Like, where? What do you do?
What are you talking about? You're there? Hit this?
Yeah. And what is
up.
It? Where's bus?
Oh, my God, Rich. Look at it.
I can't
what
see.
Are these?
Let me see. Get it close.
Oh, my God. I get people. Oh.
I think the big one's a bus. The other one's a car. Bus.
Stop.
But wait, look at now. Look what came up.
What?
All these different things.
Yeah. Well, you didn't put in anything. You didn't put in your location. You didn't put in where you want to go.
Oh, okay. I get it. I get it. I'll do it later. I got a text, though.
What do you mean?
At 11.
Why do you have a Starbucks card? You hate Starbucks.
You gave it to me for Christmas.
Santa did, in your stocking.
They want to call me at 11, a radio. Oh, God damn it.
Rich, this is not the, I don't understand what you think you're doing right now. We got to step it up on the podcast. Oh, let me figure out my apps and just do some general.
Like, let's.
Hey, everyone. you've had fun with our podcast and stuff, but we're going to change things up a little bit. And Bonnie and I are just going to do some light filing. Some general. I'm going to just catch up on emails from now on when we're doing our podcast. I hope you enjoy that sort of thing. You just hear typing. Oh, damn it. Hey, how do you spell a word? How do you spell schedule?
I can't do this today. I don't have it.
You never do, and it's never bothered you. This is actually a breakthrough for you. You're having a moment of self-awareness that you've never had before. So this is actually...
What are
you're growing.
I fucking know what I'm doing most of the time. I'm into it, but...
Now on podcast 200 through 400, it's just going to be me doing crunches. So it's like you're... 1,000. 1,001.
I'll tell ya. So this weekend I'm at Helium.
Oh my God.
Wednesday through Saturday.
No matter if he does it, if he has it or he doesn't have it, folks, he's still gonna plug.
And next weekend I'm at Bananas.
Because I know
Hasbrook Heights.
I know when I'm listening to a podcast and the guy is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life, I always give it a second chance and go watch him live on stage.
I fucking killed this weekend at Broker. Killed. You ever
Brokerage, they're your people.
Do you ever do a set where you wish the whole industry and all the top comics were watching, like in the back?
Every set.
I did. Oh, fuck, did I kill? I was just on fire.
Okay.
Holy fuck, I came out with lines. I can't even imagine where they came from. The best crowd work ever. No one could come close to the crowd work I did on Saturday. No one. I don't care how big they are.
You're back.
How fucking low energy they are. I don't care. You cannot do the crowd work I did. Because I could never repeat it. That's how brilliant it was.
Okay.
I couldn't repeat it. I wish someone came up to me and said I had a tape of the second show Saturday. For the first one I killed, I did material. But the second one...
But remember, it's not just you. This is something you should always need to remember.
What?
It's teamwork. The audience is one half and you're one half. So,
no, they're not one half.
Yes, they are.
No.
They are. They are.
Who told you that, Gaffigan?
Jim Gaffigan once said to me, if you do well, you could only take half the credit. No. It really is. Sometimes you do your job and the audience doesn't do theirs. Sometimes the audience
is... You make them do it.
Sometimes you can't, to be honest with you.
Then you go over to material.
Sometimes they just don't like you. You've had that happen. Sometimes you're just not their cup of tea.
Very, very. Once every 5 years, maybe.
Oh, my God. You're as good as your last set, I guess, aren't you? You're as cocky as your last set.
No. I'm just saying. I know. When's that audience? When don't they not like me? They always love me.
You're in a dance, and you have a partner. And that partner is the audience. No. I dance with my audience.
No.
Sometimes they're doing the two-step. I'm doing a box step. It doesn't work.
Yeah, well, sometimes I'm on the dance floor by myself, and everybody's watching.
Yeah, sometimes I'm doing that. I'm a kooky dancer, and they're all just...
So what, you got what coming up? Mohegan Sun and...
Mohegan Sun at the end of the month, the 28th, 29th, and 30th. And then I got McGuire's February 5th, 6th. That's exciting. I always do well at McGuire's. I love that place. That's the only place I come close to selling out.
But about, aren't you at the Stress Factory?
Then the Stress Factory in March.
What do you got coming up in July?
March 5th or 6th, March 4th or
anything
3rd.
Anything in June coming up? Don't you have something in June?
In June, I have. Look, at my book comes out February 23rd.
Don't you have something for Dr. Steve in June, me and you?
Well, I got to figure out if we're going to fly.
fly what airline?
What airline he's... You know, some people enjoy what they do so much that they bother the fucking shit out of you as they're doing it. We don't need to be hounded and harassed with your petty emails, Dr. Steve.
What did he?
I was wondering if you guys like a Rich and Bonnie, or is it should it be Bonnie and Rich, or how should I bill you on this? Hey guys, do you want to fly American Airlines, or guys, do you like the back of the plane or the front? Do you do aisle? Do you do window?
The fucking show's 6 months away.
Guys, listen.
6 months. Do you don't think I have
enough? No, he's like you're making us like lunch reservations.
You don't think I have enough stress and anxiety from these other clubs that I'm worried about 6 months away a gig?
Here's the flyer I was thinking about using.
I mean, don't get me wrong. He helps me with medical stuff.
He's very passionate. I'm sure the show is going to be great. When somebody puts that kind of effort in, you know that the
show
is...
Well, thank God he sent me the posters.
It's going to be great. I like that he thinks that I even pay attention. I'm always like, looks good. That's all I write back.
No,
great.
I
wrote, fantastic.
I wonder if he's taking out a billboard for the one show in town.
Oh, Dr. Steve.
Listen, he helps me with a lot of medical stuff.
He's a wonderful, wonderful man. Dr. Steve.
Hey, listen.
Stop fucking bothering us.
Listen, I know the
barrage of emails.
Listen, I know the show's 6 months away.
I know it's it'll be here before you know it.
6 months away, but what would you like in the dressing room?
We're not. He's,
do you like
he's
Snapple?
Treating us. He's treating us like we're one of his dying patients. You know, got to get it all in.
6 months.
6 months isn't a lot of time. It is when you're talking about a show. Maybe in somebody's life that seems like a very short amount of time, but
yeah, when it comes to between now and 6 months, that's. Let's say 24 weeks. Let's say. Out of those weeks already, I probably have, let's say, 18 dates already that I have to deal with and worry about. The next couple weeks coming up, I have club owners.
Right. You got your flights that you got to do.
I got
your
club
cars,
owners, yeah.
Your hotels.
I got club owners, you know, for the next couple weeks. Can you do this? Do this? Do this? I just got a text. Can you do this interview today? Can you do this interview tomorrow? You know, just for this week alone at Helium, I plugged it on our podcast. I'm going to do Sirius tonight, our radio show. I'll plug it there. I'm going to stay overnight in New York. I'll plug it on Opie tomorrow morning. Then I go to Philly. Then I got three or four different fucking media outlets I have to do in Philly. I'm doing seven fucking media outlets for this, okay? And then I got next week fucking going, hey, can you switch the times on your website? Like, people don't fucking go, oh, really? The show's at 12 a.m. You know what I mean? I just put the, whatever. You put the club and the date and on Google, you know, if you don't put in the time, it just says, what? Okay, so I had to do that. I'm going to Florida in a couple weeks. I don't know what media I have to do. I want to play golf. That's the only reason I took this gig. So, listen, look, we know we're looking forward to working with you in June. Let's start talking maybe in May. Right? May? Would May be good?
Yeah.
I mean, we could talk before then about other things like my ailments.
This is the problem that you're facing right now because you bother him nonstop. He's probably like on his podcast. Being like, you know what? If you have a fucking itch on your foot, you don't need to fucking call me. You know, do you know I'm busy? I've got other things. He's like bitching about you and your dumb ailment. You know, my eye seems a little red. You know, who gives a fuck? You know, he's probably like that. And then, but he's nice. He deals with it. You know, but us, we're like, yeah, who cares about your poster? You know,
I do. I care. I wrote back. If he called me. And he was doing a show in between, like, say, with Bobby Kelly, and wanted some fucking help with it. I would help him. But our show is 6 months away. So we could talk about our show.
Why don't you apologize to him right now for bothering him nonstop?
You just attacked him. I didn't attack him.
I can attack him because I don't fucking call him every 2 days about some ailment. Raina had some little scratch on her forehead. I'm calling Dr. Steve. I go, don't bother him with that. I'm calling him. I go, what's he going to say? He's going to say, I don't know, if you think it's bad, take her to a doctor. What else? I'm going to take a picture of it and send it to Dr. Steve. It's like, oh, God.
It went away, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
I mean, do you remember when it went away? Because I know, that's what I meant.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, I kept a watchful eye on it.
When did it go away?
When did it go away?
How long did it take?
Not very long. Okay, listen. Apologize right now to Dr.
For what?
Steve. For your endless fucking nonsense.
What are you talking about? He's the one who...
You call him all the time.
No, I don't. I call him to say hi.
Apologize right now for all the times you've called him about your ailments.
My back still itches. You know what my doctor said?
Apologize.
You know what my doctor said?
Might itch for a year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Where they took the cyst out, he said it might itch for a year. It's still itching. And then he looked at it and goes, man, he did a good job.
That's not when we were having sex. You were like, itch my scar. So sexy.
Huh?
So sexy.
What did I say?
Itch my scar. Scratch it. Come on. Deeper. Really get in there. All right, thanks everybody.
Wait, we're not done.
What? You wanted to go.
Okay, yeah, I do. We did 45 minutes. It picks up, folks.
Oh, they're already done. They already listen. You can't. They don't start here.
This one really picks up. Listen to the end, folks.
I hate when you smile because you can see your gum hanging down. I hate when you smile. That's like the worst thing to say to someone.
What else do you
hate? When you smile.
You want to suck my dick?
All right, we got to go.
We had breakfast the other day. Took my dad and his wife out.
Yeah, I know. We already talked about it. Remember I asked him a question and you answered? All right. Right, we were talking. It was so boring. And then Raina leans over to me and she goes, this is the most boring meal I've ever had.
All right, I'm going to wrap this up. This weekend, Philly, Wednesday through Saturday, Helium. Next weekend, Bananas. Weekend after that, Harrisburg Comedy Zone. Weekend after that, Fort Myers Comedy Cafe, I think it is, in Fort Myers. 4 weeks in a row.
Tune in next week, the 200th.
I didn't take any gigs in February because I didn't know if I was going to L.A.
But do you know about it?
What? I don't know.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Wait, is that it? Can you get my glasses, please? So long, folks.
What are you talking about?
Go to Amazon off my desk. Get my glasses. Go to Amazon if you're buying some.
Right there.
Oh, I got them. If you're buying something, what is the thing on Amazon? Do that read one more time, and then we'll wrap it up.
You want some online? Why not look at Amazon.com? Go to riotcast.com/mywifehatesme and click the Amazon button before you shop. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Sorry about this, but the 200th will be good.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.